Hey guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why personal development should be for everybody and not for people who don't want to grow. I don't know where to go with this. So anyway, we're going to get into it. So lately, I have felt super, super stagnant. I am not quite sure why. Just to kind of recap, I finished my master's degree in December for kinesiology. I have an undergrad in animal science. I'm in an influencer academy with Amanda Bucci. So I'm doing lots of things for personal development, yet I have felt very, very stagnant for some reason. And I've really taken some time to like meditate on the issue and journal and really focus on what's going on. Why do I feel stagnant? Why do I feel like I'm not growing? And after some reflection and some time to think about it, I realized that yes, I was investing in time in my education and things of that sort, but I wasn't focusing on how it was going to help me grow besides just learning the information. And that fact just kind of really blew my mind. The fact that you could learn information, but if you really didn't try to implement it or focus on how you could use it to grow in your life, that it was for no null and void. And also that I'd let myself get into a routine that was not fulfilling myself nor developing my personal development. So after that reality check, I decided that it was time for me to share what I was going to do a change about it and also what my plan of action was. And I thought that y'all could benefit from hearing what's going on so that way y'all could focus on how to start to create change in your life. So step number one is always going to be awareness. If you are not aware that you feel stagnant or that you feel like there's a change that needs to happen besides for being bored, then how are you going to become happy with your life or feel like you are ready to make a step forward if you are not aware of what you're feeling, what's going on in your life? So step one is awareness. So you can do this by meditating. You can do this through journaling. You can do this through exercise, sometimes just to give yourself some space to think about what's going on or to not think about anything at all and just see what pops into your mind. That can be a giant impact into seeing if you need to invest some more time in your personal development, whatever the case may be. Number two is to evaluate that awareness and what you discover and start to see where you need to make changes or where you need to invest some time to see how you need to grow. So for me, I felt very stagnant in my mindset and my spiritual side of my body. I knew what I needed to do for my physical health and my mental health, but now it was like I needed to adjust for my spiritual side and a little bit of mental, but more on the lines of I knew I needed to learn and I needed to learn something to help me push forward through this part of my life. So step number three is going to be to start to implement those things after you do some research. So right now, I am focusing on the spiritual side and mental side of my health and personal development part of my life. So I'm reading You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Cisnero because I feel like our mindset around money correlates to many other things in our life because money is a taboo subject. And if we do not try to address how we can use money to make a positive impact in our world and the world around us, that we are going to push it away and then not be able to create the kind of lifestyle that we want or have the kind of impact that we want on this world. The other one that I'm really focusing on is a couple of spiritual books. I don't have the titles with me, but I'll put them in the description box just to focus on growth and that need for personal development in that area. So I felt really stagnant and I feel like I need to have change in that aspect of my life. So now it's focusing on implementing that and seeking out assistance where I need it. And the last aspect of number four for this whole part of personal development is to realize that this is a moving target. You are never going to be perfect. You're never going to be set. You're always going to have something you need to work on. And I think it's important to acknowledge that that is the case and that it is a moving target. And that is okay, and that you don't need to feel bad about that. But you do need to realize that you can be happy in the moment that you are in currently. And that's totally cool, and understand that you need to grow at the same time. So don't let that bother you. Okay, so let's recap. Number one is awareness. Number two is to evaluate everything that you become aware at. Number three is to start to implement everything that you are learning and discovering and start to make changes to see if you're moving in the same direction. And number four is to realize that it's a moving target. And I think I just want you guys to realize that personal development doesn't stop when you're done with school, you're done with a training, or whatever the case may be. You should always be doing some form of personal development because we as humans have this desire to evolve and grow and to try new things. And we have this curiosity that no matter what we say, we want to explore and sustain. And to do that, we have to evolve, whether it be through travel or development or whatever the case may be, because that changes some aspect of our mental, physical, spiritual, or whatever state. And that's why personal development is so key, because you are never the same person twice because of the experiences that you have or things that you hear or endure or learn. And so if you're not growing, you're not going to be ready for the next stage of your life that you're wanting to create or become because you're not preparing yourself for that kind of opportunity when it shows up. So I want you guys to just think about these things. I'll link the books in the description for you guys. If you guys have any questions on that or you want me to elaborate more on this short little episode of Be Unapologetically You, I will be happy to do that. Until next time, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.